The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, assistant, associate.
Wow, I have many titles. Good morning, Jackie.
Sign man.
Yes, sign man.
Okay. Thanks for being with us today, Pat.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And our special guest, 2 weeks in a row, we have Terry Stokey, Certified Education Director from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northeast PA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We talk about everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010 and 2011. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week.
If you have any questions, email them to us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you want to suggest a topic, send us an email or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
You can friend us on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy. And you can check us out on our videos, our realtor videos on jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have archive radio shows. And you can search the MLS listings or view our listings there as well. Okay, Terry, if you can give me a little bit of background on you and what you do and why you do it and how you do it, please.
Okay, sure. Well, I'm education director at CCCS, and I go around to a lot of the high schools, colleges, some businesses, doing a variety of financial workshops. We do a lot of outreach. We participate in a lot of company health fairs because a lot of employees are stressed out over their finances, and a less stressed employee is more productive. So we get invited to quite a bit of those. From an agency standpoint, we help people that need to create a budget. A lot of people just aren't good at handling money, so we help them through that. If people have a lot of credit card debt, we help them get their credit card debt under control. We're a HUD-certified counseling agency, so we help first-time homebuyers, senior citizens with reverse mortgage counseling. We also help people with foreclosure prevention if they're about to lose their home. We are approved by the U.S. Trustee's Office to do the pre-bankruptcy counseling and the post-bankruptcy education that's required. But hopefully we could get them into something like debt management before they get to that point, because once they file bankruptcy, it's on there for 10 years. So we try and find a way around it if we can.
Okay, so you do a lot of great for people. And you have a home program. I know that you mentioned you're having in Thursday, June 14th.
Yes.
For first-time home buyers.
Yes.
And that's going to be at your office in Pittston from 6 to 9 p.m.?
That's right. We have a variety of speakers that come in to talk about all aspects of the mortgage process. We talk about saving for a down payment, some credit issues. We have a realtor talk about why choose a realtor. We have mortgage companies come in to talk about the mortgage process, closing fees, various programs available. We have a home inspector come in. We have a credit reporting agency come in, a title company that touches all of the aspects of the home buying process.
Excellent.
And it's totally free, but you do need to make a reservation, so we have enough seating.
And how do the people make a reservation? By your website or contacting you?
They can contact me at 1-800-922-9537. My direct extension is 220. Or they could email me at tstokey, S-T-O-C-K-I, at cccsnepa.org.
Now, you know, last week we started to talk about credit cards. We talked about the credit score, credit repair. Mm-hmm. And how to get back on good solid ground if one has had some credit issues in the past. And so from there, we had
a little bit of a discussion of how I went in to get car insurance, and they checked my credit score there, not only my history of accidents, but my credit score. And she says, well, you have excellent credit, so we can give you a better rate on the car insurance.
That's right. Your credit's being checked for a lot more than just when you apply for a credit card or a loan. Looking for car insurance, as you just experienced, your credit's being checked. Why? Somebody with a good payment history, they're more focused, they're better drivers, so they're rewarded with lower insurance premiums. Looking for a job. Don't be surprised if a potential employer asks the question, is it okay if we pull your credit report? Because it's becoming a very common practice because it's a character thing.
You wouldn't think that. You would think that I'm going for a job. Why would they want to see if I pay my bills on time? That's amazing.
Well, if an HR person is interviewing two equally qualified people applying for the same job, and they would hire the two of them if they could, but candidate number one pays their bills like clockwork, candidate number two is a little lax in that department, you can rest assured candidate number one is going to get that job because can they count on candidate number two for showing up for work on time every day?
Reliable.
Reliable. It's a character thing. And I'm not saying every company is going to ask. They do have to ask permission first, but chances are if you're looking for something in the finance industry, government job, you have to go through security clearance, and even some places like distribution centers are checking. So it's important to keep tabs on your credit, and that's why it's important to pull your credit report every year. We're all eligible for one free copy from each credit bureau, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, so it's important to take advantage of that.
Does that hurt your credit score to pull that one?
No, because it's considered a consumer inquiry and it has no bearing on your score whatsoever. In fact, that's one inquiry you definitely want to make.
Does it show the credit score, the actual credit score? Some of them do, some of them don't.
That, if you, the report itself is free, but if you want the score, you do have to pay a charge, and that's going to vary anywhere from maybe $7.95 to $15. Do you necessarily need the score? Not if you're not going to make a major purchase, you know, in the next 6 to 12 months. If you are considering buying a home, for example, it's a very good idea to pull your credit report, and maybe from all three bureaus, because not all creditors report to all three agencies. So you can pull all three, and each one might be a little different. So it's a good idea to pull it, make sure everything is accurate before you do your home shopping.
Right. And in the U.S., not every place that you have open credit with reports to these credit agencies.
No, they don't.
Okay.
No, they don't.
And you, because there's some things on the credit report that I know that should be there that aren't there.
Yeah. So every company is different.
Okay. And every score that you get, they're not, those three, Experience, Equifax, and
TransUnion.
Okay, they're different numbers.
They can all be different, yeah. That's why they kind of came out with something called a Vantage Score. And the reason they came up with this Vantage Score is for that reason, because not all creditors report to all three bureaus. And if you pull your credit report and you pay to get the score, don't be surprised if you see a letter grade, just like when you're in school, A, B, C, D, F, and it kind of means the same thing. Because of all creditors not reporting to all three agencies, they decided they had to come up with another credit model so they could focus more on how the customer is paying their bills rather than who's doing the reporting. So if you pay to get the score, you might see letter grade instead of the three-digit FICO score.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And for the second week in a row, we have Terry Stokey, who is a certified education director at the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northeast PA. And we're talking about credit, which affects everybody.
Yeah, we were talking, I talk to mortgage lenders all the time, and I'm told that the magic number to have your FICO score above is 640 to be eligible for a home loan. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, but I'd say to get an excellent rate, probably in the mid-sevens.
In the mid-sevens.
Yeah.
So if you're below 640, you're pretty much out of the game.
I mean, there are other programs, but I think I would focus on getting my credit under control first and make sure you got everything lined up and you get that credit score up, because the higher your score is, the lower of an interest rate you're going to pay, so you're going to save money in the long run. So you're better off to work on getting your building up your credit score first, I would say.
Very good.
Backing up to the inquiries, mm-hmm. Doesn't that hurt credit scores over the long run if you have all these people pulling your credit reports for various reasons, whether it's because you want to buy a car or you want to open a new credit card or you're applying for a job? Doesn't this hurt, like, if you have all these inquiries on there?
It depends on the type. If you are shopping for a mortgage, a car loan, or I believe a student loan, you have a 30-day window to kind of shop till you drop, and it will only count as one inquiry in each category.
Oh.
However, if you're shopping for miscellaneous loans or several credit cards at once, those will hurt you. Okay. Also, there's two different types of inquiries as well, your soft credit pulls and your hard credit pulls. Your hard credit pulls are when you're actually filling out a credit application. So yes, those are going to affect you. Your soft credit pulls are your pre-approved credit card offers, if you have existing companies that you deal with that periodically check your credit. Those are soft inquiries, so they have no bearing on your score at all.
And we don't even know that they're happening when they're happening, right?
But you do see them on your credit report when you pull them.
Okay.
Yeah, because there'll be a section, your account, your credit report pulled by others, and credit checked by you, kind of. If you're pulling your own, you see the soft inquiries.
So a soft inquiry, if I was going for car insurance, it would be a soft inquiry, right? Then I'm not applying for any new credit. Okay.
All right, good. Good stuff. Now, let's talk about credit myths. There's a lot of those out there. And last week you touched on one. People think that closing credit cards actually helps you establish better credit, but it actually hurts.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about some other.
Are you the credit fairy?
I wish I could say there was such a person, but there isn't.
Oh, okay. That's what we're talking
I'm
about.
Sorry.
Myths. I figured,
I'm
you know,
sorry.
Come over, wave your magic wand.
No.
All right. Making a lot of money will help your credit report and credit scores. True or false?
Not necessarily making a lot of money. It's how what you do with that money.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Believe me when I tell you, there is a statement, the more money people earn, the more they also spend. Because like I said, we don't just help anybody in a certain income bracket. You know, if somebody is struggling financially, we will help them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's no income guidelines. So no, it's more or less what you do with that money.
Okay. Paying cash for everything will help your credit rating.
It's a good thing to do because you're spending money you have, but it's not going to do anything for your credit because there's no credit to report.
Right. And last week you said that actually no credit is worse than bad credit because bad credit you can actually do something proactive about.
Well, bad credit you can, you know, there is help available.
Eventually
it's going to take time. You didn't get in the situation overnight. It's not going to take you overnight to get out of it. Establishing credit, sometimes no credit is a little better than bad credit, but you still have work to do because it is a little tougher to establish credit today.
A divorce decree will absolve you of all your credit responsibilities.
I'm sorry, but no. If it's a joint account, it's still, both parties are still responsible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people.
That's a big one. A lot of people think so-and-so is responsible for this debt, so-and-so is responsible for that one. If they're joint accounts, both parties are still equally liable.
Wow.
Well, you know, hold that thought. We're going to come back to myths after the break, but we are headed towards a break. And if you could review a listing, please, Pat.
Yes, I have a very nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 804 Music Street in Scranton for only $98,500. This home has a lot of fantastic woodwork. It has hardwood floors. Two of the bedrooms have cedar-lined closets. In the lower level, it has a great wooden bar that would be perfect for a man cave. The first floor has a modern bath with a sit-down shower. The second floor bath has been remodeled. It has brand new water heater and many replacement windows. One of the nice features of this home is that it has a laundry chute, Jackie. It has a laundry chute.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
Laundry chute.
Yes, that's an inside joke. You see, we did our house over, and she said the one thing she was looking for.
The one and only thing that I wanted. Yeah.
If you believe that, I would like to sell you a bridge in Brooklyn. Okay. So let's get back to this home. So if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, give us a call about 804 Music Street in Scranton for only $98,500.
Thank you.
It has a laundry chute.
We have buyers looking for homes that they cannot find. If you have a house that meets this description, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Sarah Weiss has a cash buyer looking under $100,000 in Dunmore, 2 to 3 bedrooms, prefers a 2-story and would like a usable basement. Jason Thomas has a buyer pre-approved up to $130,000, 3 to 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, large level lot, and would like some off-street parking or a garage. Looking for some extra storage space such as an attic and perhaps gas heat. And Julie Roback would like to find a property for her pre-approved buyer, looking in the Abington Schools, Lakeland Schools, up to $300,000 with 1/2 acre or more, 3 to 4 bedrooms. Any style of home will suit these people. We're headed towards a break. Stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We will be back after a very brief break. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Terry Stokey, Certified Education Director of Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northeast PA.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, before the break, we started to talk about myths and the common mistakes people think, some bad information that's out there, and we're trying to put this all into perspective. Mm-hmm. How about moving your credit card balances around will help you hide your debt from the credit scoring models?
I don't think so.
No, not gonna happen. How about paying off or settling late payments, tax liens, collections, or judgments, and then they will be removed from your credit report?
No, in fact, settlement companies, you wanna be very careful. The way it kind of works is, let's say someone has $10,000 in credit card debt.
Okay.
They might say, you know what, just give us $5,000 and we'll wipe the slate clean.
Right.
Well, number one, if the person couldn't keep up with the minimum payment, where are they going to get $5,000 to settle it? Number two, it's still going to be on the credit report that the company settled for a smaller amount. And number three, at tax time, they will get something called a 1099-C, cancellation of debt. That $5,000 or whatever the amount is that they so graciously wrote off now becomes taxable income. So you are better off to sit down, work out the budget, call a reputable counseling service such as CCCS, and we can sit down and try and work out a game plan.
So there's companies out there that promise the moon, stars, skies, and heavens. Mm-hmm. They'll erase all your bad debt, and it's 100%, 1,000% guaranteed. They'll mm-hmm. create a new credit identity legally.
If you think you're in trouble now, wait, because you're probably going to be in for a lot more.
And yeah. those places that say we can remove bankruptcies, judgments, liens, and bad loans from your credit files forever, they're not telling the truth?
No.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
But desperate people do desperate things.
Yes.
You know, they see these things. I mean, like we were talking about it during the break. I must have got 10 emails last month that I won $100 million from this bank in Nigeria.
Yep, if we fell for all that.
So what are good credit habits people can engage in order to create a healthy portfolio for themselves?
Well, number one, make sure you pay your bills on time. Don't think of credit as extra cash. You know, one of the worst ways to use a credit card is to walk up to that Mac machine, pop in your credit card, key in the PIN number to get a few bucks. It's a cash advance, and it's the worst way you can use that credit card. Why? It's the most expensive way. If you're paying an interest rate of 15% when you buy stuff with that card, guaranteed you're going to pay at least 25% to get your hands on cash. And the grace period does not pertain to cash advances. You were charged interest from the day you take out the money. So it's not an extra paycheck. Set priorities. We can't have everything at the same time. Sometimes we have to pace ourselves, okay? Set a financial goal and work toward it. Realize that when you use credit, you are spending your paycheck before you even earn it. And a lot of people don't think of it that way. Avoid overextending yourself. Stay away from the monthly payment trap. It's more important to consider the long-term cost of credit. You know, a lot of people are so focused on that minimum payment. Well, one of the big changes with the Card Act, if you notice on your credit card bill on the very first page, it tells you if you only make the minimum payment and charge no more on that card, how long it's going to take you to pay it off and what it's going to cost you. And that was a real eye-opener.
Sure.
Because people were so focused on that $20 or $30 monthly payment, it wasn't a big deal. But when they saw
what
full cost.
Paying back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Avoid a continuous growing balance on your credit cards. Try and pay them off as quickly as you can.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you know, one of the things that a lot of people think is that their debit card, because it has a little Visa MasterCard mm-hmm. symbol on it, is actually establishing credit.
No.
But it's not.
No. A debit card is using money you already have. And even as you go through the checkout and they ask you debit or credit, even if you say credit, it doesn't mean it's going to get reported on your credit report for a debit card. Even if you say credit, the number embossed on your card is going to match up, and it's still going to come out of your checking account.
Right.
So you know, a debit card is not a way of establishing credit. It's a better way to use your money because you're using money you already have versus racking up, you know, debt. But it's not going to establish credit for you, no.
What do people do at time when they have a loss, when they experience a loss of a loved one, specifically a spouse?
Mm-hmm.
And that is there, are there any things that they should be thinking about? I mean, they're grieving, they have this loss, and it's a bad time for them, sad
yeah.
time. But
yeah.
there's things that happen out there. So what do we do to protect our loved one that we lost? How do we protect their credit and have, you know, everything safe and secure?
Yeah. If it's a joint type of an account, it might be a real, you know, pain in the neck if you have automated stuff coming out of that account. But it might not be a bad idea to close out that account and set up an individual one. Or, you know, if you're going to add another family member to your account, pay close attention to your credit report. We stress the importance of accessing your credit report. We're all entitled to one free copy every year. And the only real free site is annualcreditreport.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the only real place to get the free one. But take advantage of that and keep tabs on it. Because pre-approved offers might still be coming in the mail. And you're not expecting that. But an identity thief, you know, that's what they're doing. And if they see you're not home and you're not expecting that pre-approved credit card offer, they'll swipe it right out of your mailbox and fill it out as if they're that person and submit it. So there is potential of identity theft there. So really good idea to keep tabs on your credit report on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's happening. And yeah. It's an unfortunate thing. What a time for something like that to happen.
Yeah,
but
it
does happen.
Mm-hmm.
When people review their credit report, a lot of people don't even know what they're looking at and what it all means and breaking it down. So if you examine your report and you see something that's not supposed to be there, it doesn't look right,
right.
What can they do? What do they do?
Okay. If you pull your credit report and there's information out there that's not yours, you have to dispute something. If you order the report online and as you're reviewing it, you find a mistake, you can also file a dispute online. But if you choose to get the paper copy in the mail and you're reviewing the report and you see a mistake out there, something that should have been taken off or isn't yours, write a very detailed letter to that same credit reporting agency explaining why it's wrong. And if you have documentation, by all means, send copies, because just it's not mine isn't going to cut it.
Right.
You're going to need documentation.
You need proof.
Right. The credit bureau has 30 days to investigate your dispute. If after 30 days they can't come up with a valid reason as to why that item is out there, they should take it off your report and send you a corrected copy at no charge. But notice I said should.
Should.
Sometimes you really have to be diligent about it. You know, negative information stays on your report for 7 years from the date of last activity with that creditor. Bankruptcies stay out there for 10 years. So if it's something that, you know, should be removed, you can, you have proof of it. You know, send a letter. They should have been removed. It's more than 7 years old. And, you know, within 30 days, they should send you a corrected copy.
We have a little experience with that.
Yes, because I got my credit report, and my dad has the same name as I do, and we lived at the same address. So he had a Sears card that was listed on my credit report that I opened in supposedly 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was about 4.5 years old in 1965. And I think I called, and it was a big ordeal.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad. Thank
no.
goodness. You know, there was
well,
a zero.
Well, your father would have been worse. Bills, yes.
Yeah, but imagine if my dad didn't pay his bills.
Yes, right.
That would have screwed my credit score up real good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we had to get that straightened out, you know, yep. and have to explain, you know,
yep.
I was not 4.5 years old shopping in Sears.
Right. Showing, you know, ID that when you were born and that kind of thing that
yep.
shows there's no possible way you could have had that credit card. So, yeah, that's why it's really important that every year, even though you're not going to make a major purchase, keep tabs on that credit report because you just never know what's going to be out there. Could be somebody with a common last name, a family member, or you could just be a plain old victim of identity theft and not even know a credit card's lurking out there on your name until you get the credit report.
I was getting calls from a credit report agency. There was a guy, Patrick Devaney, in the Bronx, who owed money to American Express, and American Express was calling me.
Mm-hmm.
I can say, sorry, pal, you got the wrong people.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Terry Stokey, Certified Education Director from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northeast PA. And we're talking about keeping tabs on our credit reports and examining those reports carefully, dispute and document,
mm-hmm.
and dissolve the debt, and hopefully create some stability in the credit file.
That's right.
Okay, good. Excellent information there. Terry, how do we get in touch with you, please?
You can call me at our toll-free number, 1-800-922-9537. My direct extension is 220. You can email me at tstokey, S-T-O-C-K-I, at cccsnepa.org. You can visit us on the web, www.cccsnepa.org. And also, we are on Facebook as well.
Okay, excellent. And you have an upcoming home, first-time home buyers program.
Yes, we do.
Thursday, June 14th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
And all the different facets of home buying, inspections, financing,
yep.
Credit.
The whole thing, yes.
Okay.
We cover it all. A lot of first-time home buyers don't have a clue what they're getting themselves into. So it's a great way. I mean, if you're not going to be looking for a home immediately, it might be good for you to come to see what steps to take. You know, it might not be 6 months or a year from now, but at least you'll get you prepared for what you have to do.
Yeah, get your feet wet.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, breaks the ice because yep. It is an intimidating process.
Oh, yes.
Buyers, when they come to us, they're full of fear.
Yeah.
And there's so much, it's overwhelming.
It is.
Very scary, scary. But we help them. We hold mm-hmm. their hands and help them through that process. So that's a great informational session that you guys are putting together, and it's down in Pittston at your main office.
Yes, at 401 Laurel Street. So give me a call and make a reservation or send me an email, and we'd love to have you come for the home program.
Okay, anything that we didn't cover that you want to talk about? We have just a couple minutes before we close the show today.
Okay.
We had a great discussion with you last week and this week regarding credit, and anything about bankruptcies that you want people to know about?
Well, when someone files bankruptcy, you know, it is on that credit record for a good 10 years, and it's going to take time to build it back up again. So if anybody, I know credit is very scary and spending money can be scary, but I would really, really just want to let people know they don't have to go about it alone. By all means, pick up the phone, give us a call. We are a member of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, which is the largest credit counseling network in the country. We're a United Way agency. The counselors are all down to earth, very down to earth people. They're all certified. They go through a certification process. So there's no need to feel embarrassed or upset. We are there to help people.
You have reasonable fees. You're a nonprofit.
Right, right.
And there's certain things that are free, but there's certain things that are fees, and those fees that are attached to those services are reasonable.
Yeah. Our debt management program to help get credit card debt under control, initially there's a $25 setup fee and then $20 per month. But we negotiate with the credit card companies and a lot of times save a lot of money in interest for you. So really that $20, you're saving a lot more than that $20 in interest alone. So by all means, give us a call. We're there to help you.
Thanks so much,
okay,
Terry.
Thank you for having me.
We enjoyed our discussion. Pat, would you like to take us out with a listing,
yes,
please?
This is a beautiful home. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home with a built-in garage located at 147 Dunmore Street in Troop. This home has to be seen to be believed. It has a large modern kitchen and a modern bath. The second floor bath has been redone and it's gorgeous. It's really very nice. It has a beautiful hardwood floors. Also, the fourth bedroom on the first floor could be used as an office or a playroom. It has a new deck and a three-season sunroom in the rear of the house with these beautiful views when you look out of the windows. It also has a driveway in the rear of the house. You can drive right up, and it also has a great playhouse in the yard. I was looking at it and I was saying, boy, my son would really like this playhouse. So check out 147 Dunmore Street in Troop, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home for $169,000.
Excellent home. Thank you, Pat. And my tip today is you have rights under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, commonly referred to as the FCRA. It's a list of rules and regulations that govern lenders and credit reporting agencies. You should become familiar with your rights under this act, which can be accessed at no cost at the Federal Trade Commission's website. And that web address is www.ftc.gov. Thanks for joining us on the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. During the week, please feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 888-399-5225.
View our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also listen to archive radio shows or view our realtor videos. And Friend us on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy. Also remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.